This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad made his first televised address since the onset of last week's deadly earthquake that killed thousands in the northern part of the country. He said Thursday that the scale of the disaster and the things that must be done are much greater than the available resources. A boy was pulled from earthquake rubble in Hatay, Turkey, in the early hours of Friday morning after surviving 260 hours. Rescue teams worked through the night, holding lights and filming the rescue and applauding as the youngster was lifted to safety on a stretcher. The quake killed at least 36,187 people in southern Turkey, while authorities in neighboring Syria have reported at least 5,800 deaths. That's a figure that has changed little in recent days. Neither Turkey nor Syria have said how many people are still missing. Police fired tear gas in the Senegalese capital on Thursday to disperse hundreds of supporters in opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. It's the latest sign of unrest in the West African country and took place with hearings in a libel case against Sonko underway. He's seen as a potential challenger for President Macky Sall, an election set to take place next year if Sall seeks a third term in Senegal, which opponents say is unconstitutional. A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn his election loss in the U.S. state of Georgia is expressing concerns that one or more witnesses called to testify may have lied under oath. The panel recommends the district attorney seek appropriate indictments for such crimes where the evidence is compelling. This is VOA News.